Welcome to Cauliflower, a fresh approach to business conversations. Please enter the phone number you previously registered with Cauliflower or the PIN code found in your conference call invitation, followed by the pound. Cauliflower is connecting your call. Press star 4 at any time for a list of commands. There are
two
other callers on the call.
Look at you all, huh? Saying you're going to be on the call and whatnot. Eh, it's been a day. I'll tell you, it's been a day. Hey, it's David H. Lawrence, the 17th, and thank you so much. You're all muted right now. I will. If you want to join in, just raise your hand. You can do that via the web interface, or you can do it. I think it's star 2. What is it? What is it, Mia? That's the web interface or this phone interface. Is it star 4? Somebody read cauliflower and put it in the notes there, but there's a star thing that you can do to raise your hand.
Isn't it 2?
Is it 2? I don't know.
Hold on, I have to go there.
I don't know. So it's been a day, as I said. I actually had two meals today. Not one, but two meals today with the coordinating producer, the mighty Foz McDermott. And we've been talking all day long about what's been going on. Look, it's been a long time coming that this was going to happen. We kind of all knew. What?
Corey says it's star 2.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Corey.
So, Corey, raise your hand then. Let's just see if it works. Raise your hand. Say, do star 2 and raise your hand, and then I'll call on you and I'll thank you, and then I'll mute you again because that's the tyrannous person that I am. Come on, Corey. Raise your hand. Come on. I don't see you raising.
Oh,
there
it is.
There you go. All right. Here we go. Let's unmute Corey. Are you there, baby?
Me?
Corey.
It's all very official.
There you go, Corey. How's that, huh? Isn't this cool? Cauliflower is awesome. I had a conversation with the guy who started Cauliflower while he was driving from one side of Canada to the other, and it lasted about an hour and a half, and I was like, you know, I'd really like to use your service for doing the voiceover calls that I do with my clients and so on, but it would be great if you could do this. If you could do that, if you could do this, and so on. And he's implemented almost every suggestion I had. So we love Cauliflower. Corey, how do you feel today about Heroes being canceled?
I agree. It was a long time coming. It kind of meandered after season one, but I would have really liked to have seen some kind of wrap-up.
What did you think about the way things happened in season 4? Did it come together a little bit more for you or no?
It did.
Yeah.
But I felt the reason I kind of saw it coming was I think I was the only one of my friends still watching. I'm like, no, it's coming back around. And I was like, oh, you're out already.
Yeah. I tell you what I'm going to do. Everybody, if you raise your hand, either with did you say with star two?
Star two.
Star two to raise your hand. I'll take you in order, and we can talk shop. And if you ask a question, you can ask a question again. I'll just mute you, and you can go to the back of the line, and then I'll drop your hand, and then you can raise your hand again, and then you know I'll put you back in. Michelle. Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good, David. How about you?
Good. You're in Michigan?
Yes, I am.
Cool. So this is kind of nice. A little impromptu kind of thing, right? Just talking heroes?
Yeah, it's great. I wanted to thank you for doing this, and I also really wanted to thank you and Mia again for doing the intro to my show, because, you know,
you're welcome.
Having the Puppet Master and Miss Mia Von Doom as the intro to my show every week is awesome. Yeah.
I think we should clear something up ASAP. There are a lot of people who are under the impression that Mia is on the show, was on Heroes.
I am.
You're not.
I was.
No,
I,
you were never on the show.
I am one of the only people that have actually been on every single episode.
I see. All right. So the answer is no, but it seems like every week on Follow Friday on Twitter and in other places, like, oh, follow these great Heroes folks. And there you are, at Mia, included in the list, which is nice. It's sort of like
not
a contact high.
Yeah.
Is
not
what
anymore.
It is.
I'm going to miss that. I need to get involved with another show.
All right. Raise your hand if you want to talk on the call here. But let me tell you how I found out. Okay. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate it. I was sitting at lunch with Foz, and he got a text from somebody, a mole that he has at NBC. And then the call started coming in fast and furious. And I don't, you know, people have asked me all day long in tweets and email. I've gotten just a ton of tweets and a ton of email about how I'm feeling about it. And it's like, so we wrapped at the end of December. We wrapped the last episode, the one that you guys saw on February 8th here in the United States. And you know, for the rest of you around the world, I think they just aired the last episode in the UK this past week, because I got a note from Patrick Tucker saying, "You were beautiful, darling.
Aww,
you were absolutely beautiful."
I love him.
Yeah, he's awesome. So, by the way, star two to raise your hand if you want to talk and say hello and ask questions or whatever. And feel free to ask any question you want about Heroes, about the way it was produced, about, you know, how it wrapped up, how I came to be on the show. Whatever you want to do, you can go ahead and ask those questions. No problem whatsoever. But I was sitting at lunch, and we were at this little cafe in Burbank that I just discovered a few weeks ago. It's like a diner, and Foz and I are working on another project, and we were meeting about that project. It's a feature film that we're in pre-production on. And the call came in, and he's like, "Yeah, toast." He walks in. He walks into the lunch. He goes, "Toast." And I'm like, "Yeah, they make really good toast here." And he's like, no, Heroes. Heroes is toast. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it's not like we didn't see that coming. So, So, all right. So, as people join, just so you know, if you want to talk to me, raise your hand. And the way to raise your hand is either through the interface on the web. You can click on your little hand or the plus sign, right? Or you can do star two on your phone. And I've never seen this screen where there's like all of these, like, did you see these thought bubbles in the document sharing area, or drag the surface to scroll? There's like all these people. I don't even know what this is for. It's like playing ice hockey. Javier, how are you, sir? Hello, Javier.
Hi, David.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chile, South America.
Are you really?
Yeah.
is there a local number for cauliflower in Chile?
No, but I'm using Skype.
Oh, you're using Skype. Yeah, you can use Skype. And you can tell your friends, by the way, while you're on the call here, we're going to do this for about an hour. I'll actually go as long as people want, but I'm thinking like an hour, you know, because after that it becomes maudlin. And we'll also be recording this and putting it up for people to listen to if they want to do it. Oh, I haven't even started recording. I guess I should start recording. Mm-hmm. I'm recording it here. So I'll just put it up on the website and you guys can grab it. So go ahead, Javier. How you feeling?
I'm doing good. I was surprised today to hear that Heroes is not getting another season, but I had two things to say. First of all, I have to admit I'm a little bit starstruck right now.
Why?
Talking to you.
Me?
Well,
so here's okay, let me stop you right here. For 34 years, I was just a stupid DJ talk show host schmuck which, by the way, is American for, you know, jerk face, here on radio here in the United States, right? I mean, nobody was starstruck, and nobody should be starstruck. I'm just some goofball that got a second act in life and got a chance to play this character. Please, just, I'm the guy across the bar from you. We're grabbing a beer, even though I don't drink beer, okay? So what's going on?
It's not just that, though. I mean, I listened to you back when you did, I don't know if you still do it because I haven't listened in a while, but you did the Netcast.
Oh, the personal Netcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
You listened to that?
And so, yeah, I did.
That was awesome. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
So now you're no longer starstruck. Now you can answer your question.
There you go. So, the other thing was that, were you happy with how the show ended? Like, that, I mean, personally, when I watched the last episode and they had like little epilogue thing with Claire in front of the camera, you know, talking to the camera, being like,
"Oh yeah,
it's a new beginning," kind of thing.
You know what?
It's a good closure, but at the same time, I was feeling a bit disappointed about, like, okay, so what actually happened to all of these other characters now?
I agree with you. It made, you know what, when, as I was watching it, I wasn't on set for when they shot that part, because I got wrapped right as they were shooting the scene where she climbs to the top of the, and it wasn't her, by the way, it was a stunt person. I wrapped right before that, and as I was walking off the set, they had started to block that scene, and they were doing the climb, and they were doing the camera angles and stuff. And when I saw it on television, for the first time in a long time with Heroes, that one section, I began to feel exactly the way I felt on episode one, season one, when Hiro stopped the second hand for the first time after trying really hard, and Claire had her friend from high school videotaping her falling off the scaffolding and putting herself back together after she broke her bones and her shoulder was out of socket and all that. That same feeling of, oh, this is awesome. This is going to be an opportunity for, like, I saw storylines coming down the pike about discrimination.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
About not just mingling and intermingling, but, like, you know, like almost like Watchmen kind of stuff where, oh, you're a big dude, you know, you're big special, oh, you're so special. You know, hey, it's like when you say, comedian, huh? Tell me a joke. Oh, you're special, huh? Yeah, heal yourself. Go ahead, show me. I just saw all kinds of, like, interesting storylines as they really, now that they were out in the open, the specials tried to live their lives in society without being discriminated against, without being taken advantage of, just trying to be, you know, and that was all kinds of conflict that I just, you know, I missed from some of the other seasons where it was an awful lot of fighting and an awful lot of Siler.
Exactly.
You know,
it has proven successful as well. I mean, I don't know if you agree, but there's a comic book, what's the name? The Iron Man comic book, one of the newer ones. Where,
oh, yeah, that Iron Man thing, I've heard of it.
It's basically Civil War, like, you know, registered superheroes against the people that are still in the shadows, you know, and that kind of term.
Yeah, wouldn't it be? What if they tied in, like, the Arizona, just, you know, the you know, show me your papers, you know, like, instead of illegal Mexicans coming across the border, it was like,
an illegal hero.
You appear to be a special. Show me your papers.
Exactly. So that would have been one thing that would be interesting. But I have to agree with you that the first season of Heroes, at least this is my personal thought on it, was the first season of Heroes could have ended, like, just ended the whole show there, like, via miniseries, and had been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
But the ending of the first season was fantastic. Then the show kind of started going, like, a little weird, like a lot of action, a lot of intermingling, a lot of Siler personal drama, which was kind of not too good at times.
I don't know. People love to hate him.
That's the thing. Like, he was one of the best villains I've seen in a while. Like, he actually made you sick.
Excuse you. He was not one of the best villains.
All right. No cheerleading.
I'm allowed to cheerlead for my boyfriend. I'm allowed.
At Mia is on the line with us, and you hear her in full fidelity.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I think they had a chance to really go into redemption in season five and really start to get back to the basics of the show, and it's sad that it won't happen. And just so you know, this whole rumor about the two... Javier, thank you so much. I appreciate it. If you want to raise your hand and be a part of the... part of the gig, you know, click on either star 2 on your phone or click on the little hand on your icon in the participants on call on Cauliflower.
I have a a quick question. Is everybody just limited to one question?
No. No, in fact, we're going to take Michelle next.
Okay.
She's already asked a question. You'll just go to the end of the line.
Okay.
That's all. And there's only two people with their hands raised, so if you want to ask questions, now's the time to jump in there. There was something I wanted to say about the storylines in season one, and it just escaped me, but it'll come back. All right, go ahead. Shelley, you're up. Hello?
Hi, David. Actually, I was, you were just about to talk about the rumors about, like, the special.
Oh, right. 2 to 4 hours.
That was my question. Like, I heard about maybe a two-hour special mid-season to wrap up the storylines, and I was wondering, you know, if there's any truth to that, if you know. And
so let me just address that real quick. So the woman that's talking about this is a woman by the name of Nikki Fink, who does a website called Deadline Hollywood. She is a pain in my ass. Okay, I'm going to tell you that right now. She was totally against my faction of my slate that ran for SAG last year. Some of you know I ran for the board of directors of the Screen Actors Guild, and she was totally against our Unite for Strength slate. She continues to be a rumor monger, and unfortunately, the idea that there would be a 2 to 4 hour movie is just that, an idea, not likely to happen. If it does, it would be a miracle, and here's why. Because most everybody else has moved on to do other things. Greg Grunberg has a new series he's doing. Zachary is doing a film now about Gershwin. I mean, there's just a whole bunch of things happening right now that would preclude getting everybody together, although they have a full month between now and mid-June to pick everybody's option up. Everybody on the show, it's like a team. It's like a baseball team. You know, you can pick everybody's option up to do the thing. But I don't think that's going to happen. That doesn't mean that it won't. But it doesn't look likely. 8-Ball says, not likely. Or wait, is that one of the answers? Is that one of the 8-Ball mm-hmm. answers? Not likely?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else, Michelle? I'm going to put you to the end line. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. And let's see. Rain Jones. Hello, Rain.
Hi, David.
Hi.
Wow, what you just, and the answer you just gave me, Shelley, was not the one I was hoping to hear.
Are you crying, baby?
But it's
Are
also
you crying?
Completely understandable. A little bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know, I completely get. Here's the thing. If you want to stop crying, go read all the jerk faces on the NBC Cancels Heroes trending topic on Twitter. How they're just reaming the show. Crappiest show ever. It's about time. So, and you know, you sit there and you go, really? I mean, they don't, and I get it.
Yeah.
It's the internet. You're invisible.
There's been a lot of that snarkiness going on for a long time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I don't even understand it, you know? If you don't like it, change the channel, but don't just sit there and bitch.
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
That's the way, yeah, you can say that. I mean, this is not on the air. I mean, it's just us. Just us weasels. But the fact is that there are a lot of people that lost faith in the show after the second season, which was abbreviated.
Yeah.
We lost some writers that were working on the show. Third season, same thing happened. I got to tell you, extremely grateful that I was able to join the show before a lot of the stuff that happened, and then was completely flabbergasted that they brought me back for season 4 to be a part of the carnival. And I found out some things today.
I'm glad they did, though, because it was good seeing you.
That was really kind of you to say. I found out some things today about, you know, some wonderful things about, because they don't tell you, you know, because there's a financial negotiation with you for your pay. They don't tell you, like, oh, my God, we loved you. We wanted to bring you back, et cetera. But they've been really supportive of Heroes, and they actually have been saying that. Yeah. Mia's going to watch the chat room, too, if you have a chat question. If you're just jumping in on chat, you have a chat question. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Lisa M. says, what will he, I assume that's you, what will he miss most about not being on the show anymore?
All right, I will get to that in just a second.
All right,
so.
You know, you didn't have to interrupt. That's
why I
held up
the little
card.
Here's what I thought you were saying.
Card.
I have a question about how chat works.
No. It doesn't say that. It says chat question, I can ask it. It doesn't say I have one.
All right, fine. So Rain, listen, I can tell you that I really appreciate how you feel, because when I've had shows go off the air, like, I was one of the few people that liked Star Trek Enterprise with Scott Bakula. Mm-hmm. I know. Even me is over here cringing. But when it went off the air, I'm like, really? I liked that show. And there's lots of shows that I've liked.
You know what? So did I.
Okay. So I know how you feel.
I liked that show, too.
But you can imagine how attached I've become to Heroes. I mean, I was a fan.
Probably even more so than I have. And I've been grieving, literally, in mourning since I found out that it's been canceled. Because I feel it's like finding out that I just lost, you know, a bunch of people that, you know, were I considered to be dear friends.
Right.
If that makes any sense.
Sure,
you know?
Absolutely. And let's hope that I've got bad information about the special, and they'll actually wrap things up with a nice... And what they were saying was they want to do it for the fans. You know, I can tell you that there's probably also a profit motive in there, and there'd be another DVD that they could put out and stuff. But that's okay. That's okay. Let that be the case, and then, you know, from there. All right. Thank you, Rain. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
Hey, and I just wanted to say that I kind of had an advantage because I knew who Mia was through following you on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
But I started following her, and Mia, you are just awesome.
Aww. Isn't she awesome? Fan.
Yeah, you has a fan.
I has a fan.
Yeah,
thank
it's not,
you, darling.
And I'm assuming I don't know much about...
You're so special to David.
Aww.
Am I special to you, babe?
You are very special to me.
Well,
I love you madly.
Keep me?
I am. Like a hillbilly keeps prisoners in the basement.
That is the sexiest thing I've ever heard.
and Rain is one... I don't know what Rain, which way Rain swings, but... I have a feeling that she's one of the few fans that you have that isn't because you have boobs.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe not.
All right, Rain. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rain.
All right. No. Rain said no. All right. So if you want to raise your hand and ask a question.
I gave you the question.
I know. I'm just, this is how you work this.
Don't try to school me.
And then you answer
David,
the question.
There's a couch downstairs
Hang
with
on.
Your name on it.
All right, listen. So if you want to ask a question, you can ask it in chat. And Miss Mia is in the chat room sort of. Monitoring things, and if you want to ask me a question on the phone, raise your hand either by hitting *2 if you're on the phone call, or and if you could go tweet and let everybody know that the call's
I'm in the chat room.
No, tweet on Twitter.
I understand.
Okay,
I am in the chat room.
Fine. What am I going to miss most about the show?
Yes.
I'm going to miss that call from my agent that says, clear the decks. You're working for the next 8 days on Heroes. It's one of the most awesome calls you can possibly get, right? Except for Heroes. You know, on every other television show, it's 8 days, right?
I guess.
But on Heroes, it can be anywhere from 4 to 25 days because they do what's called cross-board shooting, where basically you are shooting more than one episode at a time. And so you have the possibility of working more than one show, more than one episode of the show. So I'm going to miss that. I am going to miss that.
Aw.
Yeah, and I'm going to miss the check that comes. When you do a show, when you act in a show. I'm also going to miss the crew, because the crew was freaking awesome. Mia got a chance to meet some of the crew at the wrap party. I'm going to miss Sam, who's one of our first ADs. And background.
Sam
and
is sweet.
And action.
I like him.
He's awesome. He kept things going. It was great. I'm going to miss my set PAs. I'm going to miss my base camp guy who, like, took care of me in the trailer. And
not he brought you water?
Not in that way. He would leave a freaking case of ice-cold water in my trailer. I would pray that they would send me off because they were shooting with other people. I would pray that I could be in my trailer and be on my Wi-Fi and, you know, tweet from the location or whatever I was doing. It was among the most relaxing, enjoyable, and what a great show to be on, but one of the most relaxing and enjoyable parts of my day. even though it was really difficult work at time, when we were doing the scene with the gunshots in the third and fourth last episodes of the show with HRG up on the hill and the character that Elizabeth Rome played, who, by the way, is a hottie and loves me. Just so you know, Mia, she's on my list. And with your blessing, I think, because you know that she's gay. At least she was gay on Law & Order. I don't think she's gay in real life, but I think on Law & Order.
No, she's married.
Yeah, so there you go.
To a man.
Yeah, to a man.
And I think they have a kid.
Do they?
I think so.
All right,
so.
Then she's not on my list anymore.
No, she's
allowed to be on my
nice.
List? She's very sweet. I'm gonna miss the interaction with the cast. I mean, how often do you get a chance to just hang out with Hayden Panettiere or hang out with Zach Quinto?
Well, I never
or hang out with Robert Knepper, hang out with Bria Grant. Oh my God. I so love her. Greg Grunberg, if he was a girl, I'd date her. Date him. Her. Him. Okay. Those are the things that I'm gonna miss. If you want to ask a question and you're in the you're on the call, you can pop over to the little hand. I think it's a plus if you want to raise your hand. You hit the plus mark or you hit star 2 on the phone. Mm-hmm. Javier, you're back for another question. What's up?
Yeah, I had another two questions. One is more personal than the other, but about the special that you're talking about. You think it could kind of be kind of what happened with Firefly and Joss Whedon, and then Serenity happened.
Somebody also talked about a special that was for Dead Like Me, and it really didn't have anybody from the show in the special, which was kind of stupid. I think if they do the special, it will be with people in the show. I just don't think they'll be able to get the same crew that they had before, which is really sad because, you know, great cinematographers, great camera operators, great. Production designers, Ruth Amone, who did all those great... And I want to try to find out if I can get that great big two-story banner from the carnival.
Where are we going to put that?
Nowhere.
You just
I'm
want
put it.
It
nowhere. I just want it.
You just want it.
I
okay.
do. It
you know
looks
what?
Just like me.
Oh, I saw it.
It looks like me crossed with Paul Giamatti crossed with Uncle Fester.
Which
it's
is
awesome.
How you look normally
That's
anyway.
True. So it looks like me. And again, please understand, I don't think there's going to be this special.
No, I hear you.
Okay. What was your other question?
The other question is more personal about you as a professional, as an actor, is how do you think that this role that you had as the puppet master, is it going to affect every role you're going to have going forward? Because
that's a great question.
As far as I know, it was the first experience that you had as kind of this twisted villain with its weird motives. So,
yeah, up until then,
how does this affect you?
I spent 30 years doing comedy, you know, doing morning shows, goofy, stupid morning shows, and my talk show was, you know, basically snarky and comedy-based and stuff. And no one from a sitcom has put me on the air. And it's like the story of my life. At some point, they're going to put me on a sitcom, and then you go, wow, he can do comedy? You can do that? I didn't know he could do that. It's a cupcake. How do they do that? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd be happy playing villains for the rest of my life because, as I love to say, villains get the biggest cars, the best houses, the hottest chicks with the biggest boobs. They get the best lines, right? They're constantly saying, you know, really sarcastic lines to the heroes and being all confident until they die. And it would be awesome to play here, to play villains for the rest of my life. But I'm already not doing that. I mean, I've got a film coming out with Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle. I'm not playing a villain in that. I'm a cop. I've got, we're in pre-production now on the Wallace film. So there's a lot of things coming down the line that won't really keep me in that. But if I did, if I was always the guy that played the creepy, you know, bald, fat villain, I'm fine with that. I would, it's, you know, typecasting, the root word of typecasting is casting. That means I'd be working. Right. And
yeah,
I love to...
But personally, as an actor, though.
Yeah,
that's
fine with me.
Like, how,
no,
how,
it's
how,
fine with me.
Like, how do it affect you? Like, do you like doing those things, or would you rather be casted for a comedy?
No, I love it. I love it. And you know what? Something always comes along that changes things up, and you never know what's coming down the pike. But, yeah, it would be fine with me if that was the case. It would no problem whatsoever. That's a great question, Javier. Thank you so much.
Okay.
From the chat room.
From the chat room, I have a couple, I think.
Right.
One is from Sizzlin.
Sizzlin!
Sizzlin.
I love you, Sizzlin.
You don't even know who he or she is.
She. I know she's a she.
Okay.
Yeah.
What should I know?
her Twitter avatar is a woman? Okay, maybe she's not a she. Maybe it's a guy.
So you don't have intimate knowledge?
No.
Are you lying to me?
No.
Look at me. Look.
I only have intimate knowledge of about 750 women. So
look at my eyes. Are you lying?
No.
Okay.
Are you worried?
Do I need to be?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sislin says, I'm writing a post on ZQ biceps.
That's how I know she's a woman. Right there. Either that or a gay man.
And I wonder what David's initial feelings about the canks.
Cancellation, I think.
Canks.
What is that?
Any positive things to look forward to and to say?
Spell what you that word.
C-A-N-X.
Canks.
Like cankles, but canks.
Is that cancellation?
I assume so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's not like it was any surprise to anybody. Mm-hmm. Every time somebody would ask me, I would say, on the plus side, Heroes made a lot of money for NBC. On the downside, every opportunity they had to deal with the ratings or the storylines or whatever, it just never seemed to gel in the last few seasons. It was very difficult. But at the same time, and they can hear, by the way, they can hear this, so it's not like, are you typing back my answer to them?
No, we asked a question that you just answered, so I was typing, he just answered.
Got it. So you know, and again, I've already answered what I'm up to, so, but the initial, I wasn't shocked by it. I'm kind of saddened by it because, you know, as you lay there at night and you think, am I ever going to get another acting job ever? It would be really nice if, you know, I came back in season 5, but it's not going to happen. So you just move on. You just go and do other things. What's your other question?
My other question, if this chat keeps moving, I think, hold on, I'm going to try to pop it out into another window.
Look at you.
Well,
all techie and whatnot.
I know, right? Well, I'll have the question lined up and then it resets. Where was it? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I answered. Oh, Corey. Hi, Corey. Corey says, wow, this is a good one. Is David going to change the look of rehearsal app to match new projects or keep it as a Heroes tribute?
So let me correct you. It wasn't a Heroes tribute.
What?
No, the comic book. The comic book interface. Here, you want to know the real truth about the comic book interface?
Tell me.
We met Jeff Bott.
Yes, Jeff, I like Jeff Bott.
And Jeff Bott said, anything you need, let me know. And I said, hey, why don't you, if you want to, do the interface for the menu. And so he just happens to be a comic book artist. It's not an homage to Heroes. It was an homage to Heroes. I would have to get permission from NBC, and then I'd be using the sun and the eclipse and the logo and all that. No, it wasn't that at all. It was just meant more to be a little bit accessible to actors and not super complicated and stuff. Fact is, we're going to extend the comic book look in the next version of Rehearsal. And for those of you that don't know what Rehearsal is, it's my app for actors to help them learn their lines and explore their characters and to work with scripts, either for auditions or for production. And we're going to extend the look and feel of the main menu into the app itself for the tutorial mode. We're going to put a tutorial mode in that will walk people through how to work with the app, mm-hmm. as opposed to just watching the videos and stuff. So that's actually where that came from. It's just an easy interface. And then fortuitously, when I did the video on YouTube about 5 minutes to rehearsal, I took all the clips that we did for the help files and pulled them into iMovie, and there happens to be an iMovie theme called comic book. And I was able to use that theme to put all of them together, and so it just kind of looked that way. But no, it wasn't an homage to Heroes, although it ties in nicely that way. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, cool. All right, let me go back to the hands up in the air. You're listening to just a real impromptu phone call, getting together with some Heroes fans via Twitter. More and more people are coming into the room. If you want to ask me a question and you're in on the call already, you're all muted, and if you want to get in line to ask a question about the show or to just tell me how you feel or just say hello, hit *2 on your phone, and that will raise your hand, and then I'll take you in order. And if you're also looking at the cauliflower interface online and you're Skyping in, you can just click on the plus sign above your icon in the participants on the call block, which is, I think, the third block down, and that will put you in line to ask me a call. The questions and the calls have been dominated by 3 or 4 major characters, So Rasputanian and Tango and M and Greg and Corey and David August, who's our good friend here who works in as an actor, and Eric. And, you know, jump in there if you have questions. Click that plus. Yes.
Javier.
Yes.
He has a question.
He's waiting. I got him.
Okay,
I got him
well,
right here.
He's asking a question in the chat room.
All right. Javier, let me ask you this question. Would you rather have Miss Mia ask your question via the chat room, or would you rather ask it live now that I've unmuted you?
I'll just ask it live. I was just going to give you a quick fire question. TV or radio, and why?
Oh, TV. TV. And you know what? I grew up loving radio, but I grew up loving a radio that doesn't exist anymore. Radio and radio newspapers here in the United States and around the world are in a death race with each other to see who can kill themselves first. Radio has become increasingly irrelevant. I'm talking broadcast radio, where I would go and get a job as a morning show host or a talk show host. It's become increasingly irrelevant. My kids, I have two teenage daughters, they kind of listen to radio every so often, but they've got so many other options that broadcast radio doesn't really hold the same magic that it held when I was a kid.
Back in my day, I used to listen to a radio under my pillow, and my mom would come in and say, turn that damn thing off, you know. And my mom, of course, would say, back in my day.
So, but that doesn't happen anymore. It's like, you know, you can pick up every signal in the known universe on your iPod and on your computer. And so it's not the same. We used to idolize the DJs on the air, and, you know, and then when you find out what your DJ is really like, then there's yet another hero that can fall from grace. But yeah, television, and someday television is going to have that situation as well. It's happening right now. The erosion of viewers in television, in the big broadcast networks, it's all becoming homogenized, and you're starting to see more and more people watching, here in the States anyway, HBO and Showtime and FX for shows like Justified, which rock, TNT and USA and Law, and, you know, A&E. All these networks are competing with the major networks, NBC, CBS, and ABC, and Fox, for viewership, and that's why viewership has dropped so dramatically. We are going to see, at least if I last a few more years, we're going to see in my lifetime the absolute equality between basic and pay cable and the main networks. There won't be that station of primetime network shows being so popular and separate from everything else. I mean, look at Dexter. If I had my choice of watching any show on primetime and watching Dexter, I'd watch Dexter. And that's on Showtime.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows that are very good and very high quality, like Damages with Glenn Close.
Exactly.
And that's like that's a network, right? That's not broadcast.
Cable. It's cable. Damages is on FX, cable. So it's cable.
Right.
Yeah.
It's on FX. That's right. Right. But yeah, I absolutely agree. But then it's all going to go to the web anyway, both radio and TV.
Let me just caution you. One of the things that's happening with newspapers right now is they finally, after decades. For those of you that don't remember Crayon, the very first website where you could start to gather news from various sources, Crayon stood for Create Your Own Newspaper. And it was designed to gather, and they got sued for it, gather stuff from the Washington Post and the New York Times and everything. Then the newspapers themselves put up websites that were free, right? And by the way, you're listening to a Heroes series, impromptu series rap party, and here we are talking about the death of radio and newspapers. But New York Times put up a website. Washington Post put up a website. The Wall Street Journal never put up a free website. You always had to pay to read what was on the Wall Street Journal. And now more and more newspapers are toying with going behind a paywall. Well, Newsday on Long Island tried it. They went from millions of free viewers on the web, where they were making some money with advertising, but not enough to support the efforts of getting the stuff onto the web, to 6 subscribers. 6 subscribers when they put up a paywall.
Wow.
6! So, the idea that it's all going to move to the web is contingent on them figuring out how to make scads of money. Because still, making television is still a very, especially making a show like Heroes, is a very expensive proposition. And no one has quite figured out yet how to make enough money from showing shows like Heroes on the web. These are hour-long shows, or at least 40 or 45-minute shows if there's no commercials. But the production values that go into shows like this cost millions of dollars per episode. And not a single episode of television has ever made in subscription or advertising sales millions of dollars. So there's really no way to do that yet. That doesn't mean they won't figure it out. But for right now, it's really, really difficult. Wow, just a whole bunch of people just joined the call.
Thank you for answering my question.
You're welcome, Javier. You can just jump to the back of the line if you've got another question.
So someone asked, Joey asked kind of an interesting question. He asked it to the chat room in general, but I was wondering what your thoughts were. He asked, does anybody agree, at least, that Volume 3 felt like a bit of a waste, a random waste? It did introduce the Puppet Master.
That's right.
That's right. But on the whole, what was accomplished? I felt much more tension with Volume 4, Fugitives.
Mm-hmm.
What do you don't include your own story. Well, you can if you want, but
well, here's how I
thing.
Felt. Yeah. I thought that Episode 6 of Season 3 was awesome.
Go ahead, fist bump me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I thought that was just an awesome... That scene around the Russian roulette table, the scene at the dinner table and the breakfast table, the dancing scene on stage, it was standout work by a standout guy.
Of course.
But more importantly, Jesslyn Gilsig and Hayden Panettiere and Ashley Crowe in those scenes, I freaking love those women. They made my career, and I will forever be beholden to Jesslyn, who's now on Glee, and Hayden, who's gone off to do Harvard Medical School, HME, or HMS, Ashley, who is just a rockin' actor. Those women were so giving and so lovely to work with. There was absolutely, it was so easy, and it made things so much fun. So, yeah. But in terms of the season, there was so much tumult going on in the writers' room, in with NBC, with the writers' strike trying to recover from that whole thing. It was really difficult. It was really difficult. You guys have no idea. It was really difficult. So, I thought season 4 was awesome as well. Yes.
I have another one.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Well, I have two people that have their hands raised. One is a first-time questioner, Rasputanian, and I'm probably going to take him before Rain. Let me just take him real quick, and you just like cue it up, okay? Rasputanian. What an awesome name.
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't hear the first part. You said it's an awesome name?
I said Rasputanian. It's an awesome name. And I would never have expected that Rasputanian would be a woman.
But yep. I get that a lot, actually. And thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Virginia. What part of Virginia?
Northern Virginia.
What part of Northern Virginia?
Like Manassas, Bristow area.
So just so you know, I worked at AOL at Dulles. And
oh, wow.
Yeah. When I worked at AOL. Actually, I worked at AOL when we were still in Vienna. And I worked for ARPA, which is based in Ballston Spa. And then when we moved from Vienna to Dulles, I was one of the first. Our team, which was creating audio for AOL, was one of the first teams in CC2 at the old British Aerospace installation when I worked at AOL. And love Northern Virginia, and I already love you. So what's going on?
Awesome. Well, actually, my question is, I was so disappointed. I was up last night waiting on Twitter to hear the news if Heroes is going to be canceled and if they were going to get any episodes or anything after. I just came into the call kind of late, so I didn't hear if you addressed if there
That's
were going to
okay.
be anything
I'm
followed.
Just,
but
well, just so you know, I'm going to repeat things throughout the call and not to worry because if you came in late, that's fine. You can ask questions that have already been asked. This is the kind of thing where, you know, people are going to come and go and like that. We only had a few callers, and then all of a sudden we have just a ton. So go ahead.
All right. My question is, I really follow a cast of Heroes. Like, I follow Hayden's work with the Dolphins and all that stuff. I follow Adrian and everybody and Greg. And I was just wondering if you had talked to any of the other cast members after the announcement and how they are feeling about all this.
I haven't. I actually spent a couple of meals today, both lunch and dinner, with our coordinating producer, Foz, The Mighty Foz on Twitter, and Foz McDermott, for those of you that know him. He's the guy that got shit done on the show. Let me tell you something. When we needed a set, he found it. When we needed, you know, goo to run out of somebody's head, he found it. I mean, that was his job. And he's turned out to be a great friend. He actually is the guy that cast me on Pizza Man, which is the feature that I just got finished shooting with Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle. I haven't had a chance to talk to Greg or to Bria or to anybody who was a serious regular on the show yet. But then everything kind of came down towards the end of the day. And so I just haven't had a chance. I'm sure I'll talk to them in the next few days. But, you know, nobody was surprised by it. They were all kind of a little sad about it. But, you know, that's just the people that talk. Foz had talked to everybody. In fact, the only person that Foz hadn't talked to that was a serious regular was Aiden. So, and they were all like, hey, it was a good run. Hope our paths cross again. Tim Kring sent out an email message to everybody saying it was great. We'll work again in the future, and that was awesome. And they've always been great supporters of me, and a couple of people have contacted me, but I haven't talked to anybody physically. You guys are all the first people that I'm talking to. So,
oh wow!
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Hang on, and if you want to ask another question, you can jump back to the back of the line. You had a question in the chat room?
I did.
Yes.
It's from Lisa M.
Lisa M.
Lisa M.
Yep.
I think Lisa M is the Lisa that we had brunch with Tony.
Firesoul? Oh, no, Lisa. No. Her name wasn't Lisa, was it? I thought her name was Bridget.
No.
Or Brooke or something.
No, you're thinking about the birthday brunch we had at King's Hawaiian, your favorite place. No, I'm
talking about
Market City Cafe with Tony.
Oh, Lisa Murray.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't want to say her last name.
Why? She says it's Lisa Murray on Twitter.
She said Lisa M.
Yes, who knows? All right, fine.
God damn it.
If I've outed you, Lisa Murray, I apologize. But go ahead.
Thank you.
All right, what's your question?
Mia, David was in a scene at the carnival when Samuel was boosting the carnies up for a big show. And while clapping, David turned around and looked toward the camera. I laughed, thinking, you sneaky devil, getting your face in the frame. Hold on, let me... Was that on purpose or director-led?
It was neither on purpose to get my face on the camera, nor was it director-led. It happened to be a choice of the editor.
Really?
So understand how these things are put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course I turned around because I knew where the camera was.
Yes.
That's my job, just so you know. As an actor, your job is to know where that red light is and to play to that red light. That's the audience. Why would you play away from the camera? Of course, Robert Knepper is the focus of that scene. But when the audience is reacting to him, and I'm turning around and going, good job, and I'm turning around and there, it was a choice of the editor to put my lovely face in that quick edit at the end. Now, he could have chosen the big, tall dude that can grow things out of the ground that came in towards the end. He could have chosen his turnaround to the crowd. He could have chosen, my good friend Elaine Lowe's boyfriend, Daryl, the fireworker guy. He turned around at some point.
Mm-hmm.
The woman that played his wife, the little girl that played his daughter, in that carnival scene, they both turned. I told them to turn around. I said, the camera's back there. Don't be like, you know, worried that you're going to steal something away from Robert Knepper if you, in fact, don't turn around. Turn around.
Mm-hmm.
That's your job. So, yes, but it wasn't an overt opportunity or thing for me to try and steal the thunder from Robert Knepper. It was simply the choice of the editor, once they had all of the copy, it was the choice of the editor to actually make that decision. Go ahead. You got another one?
I have another one, and we have three people in the chat with their hands raised.
Yep.
My question is...
You mean on the phone?
Yes, on the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
Alex says, has David talked to any of them?
I just answered that for...
How is, like, James, Foz, James, Martin, Wendy, etc.?
Wendy seems to be fine. She's been Twittering like crazy. Everybody, you know, just so you know, we wrapped... I think the rest of the team wrapped just inside the first week of January.
Mm-hmm.
But we wrapped almost 5 months ago. And people have moved on to do other projects. So... It's not like everybody's been sitting down at Sunset Gower waiting for NBC to go, okay, Let's go back into let's go. No, they've moved on to other things. So yes, it's sad, but it's not like it was unexpected. I guess that's the right question. So one more, and then we'll go back to the hands being raised.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Let me take Rain real quick, and then we'll go to Joey. Rain Jones, go ahead.
Hi, David, or hi again. I had one question that it's not Heroes related, but it is related to the industry. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the way it seems like the reality shows are taking over?
Okay, Rain, welcome to 1998. Glad to have you with us. I've always been sort of like scratching my head at why people get so exercised about reality shows taking over. Reality shows are nothing more than the game shows of yesteryear. There have always been reality shows, but the idea that you can make fun of somebody and use a hidden camera and all that sort of thing, that goes back to Candid Camera and Alan Funt back in the 50s and 60s.
No, that is true.
So it's not like it's
Except
anything
nowadays,
new.
Nowadays, it just seems like it's mostly, I don't know, at least Candid Camera was funny. It seems like anymore it's just all...
Let me tell you something. You know whose fault this all is?
Being nasty to each other.
Right. And you know whose fault this is? Yours.
Mm.
Stop watching
No,
them.
I don't watch that stuff.
Fine.
I don't watch it.
Then it's not you personally, but I'm saying if it didn't appeal to the audience, to the general audience, it would not be successful. I am, if nothing else, a pure capitalist. And I really believe that if, in fact, you put something up, the audience will either find it and embrace it, or they will find it and reject it, and it will either live or die based on its appeal to the audience. And I really get kind of like, I scratch my head at people that are going, how dare you, like, make fun of people. And of course, I saw a show midday. I was like trying to take a nap or something, and I couldn't fall asleep, but I needed to take a nap because I was doing a night shoot or something. And I watched this show called Busted. Have you seen this? Busted and or Taped and Busted, or Busted and it's a security camera show.
Oh, you told me about this.
And they take great joy. They take great joy in showing people picking their asses and feeding their dogs boogers. And peeing in soup. Like they had some guy in some restaurant somewhere who got all pissed off and dropped trow and peed into the soup. And I'm like thinking to myself, this is either going to live or die based on what people want to watch on television. And apparently people, at least for now, this got on the air and it's staying on the air. It's your job, everybody, to decide whether or not you still want this stuff on the air. This freaking show, Pretty Wild.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, come on. This woman is a felon. This young girl is a felon. She was breaking into celebrities' homes and stealing their jewelry. Idea of covering this family, it's like Kate Gosselin and that whole, like, you know, eight is enough deal. It's like, okay, if you want to watch that, watch that. But please don't blame the networks for continuing to give you things that get them ratings, cost them less money to produce, and make them more money in gross profit. If you don't want these things on television, stop watching them. That's the only way to fix this, okay?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
All right, Rain, I appreciate it. Back to the end of the line for you. If you have a question, raise your hand. You can do so by simply hitting star 2 on the phone, or you can click on the plus button if you're sitting on the call and you're looking at the participants on call and you can see yourself. Hit the plus button. We got a call in the chat room. Go ahead.
You want me to go ahead and ask?
Yeah, ask the question. Hold. I'm not looking at the chat. You're the chat.
And whenever I do this,
yes,
I'm letting you know. But yes. Joey has been waiting.
Go ahead. Is that Joey? I've got him as waiting as a caller, so I can pick him up.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have a chat question?
Hold on. It keeps moving on me. God damn it, I hate this thing.
Let me take Joey and you can
take
you
Joey.
Can find
I gotta
it, right?
find it. It's I'm having to reset it.
All right, Joey, go ahead.
Hey.
Hey.
Dave? David.
Yeah, David.
Hey. I I guess I have two questions for you.
Yes.
My feelings, I'm sort of at a loss for this whole thing. I really thought the 13-episode rumor would come true, and I guess I want to know how you feel about your major, at least to me, your major break on television being dissolved in a way. Not you being dissolved, but...
No, I've not been dissolved yet.
No, yeah, I'm not saying that.
By the way, are you calling from Canada, Joey?
Yeah.
I
totally.
Couldn't tell. here's the thing. Shows come and go. Who thought? I mean, I've got a girlfriend who has most of the hard drive on my DVR dedicated to Law and Order SVU. Who would have thought that Law and Order would be canceled? The original Law and Order. I guess they didn't cancel SVU, right? They just canceled the original Law and Order.
They did cancel Law and Order, but I think they canceled it because Esapatha Merkerson was going to leave at the end of the season.
Oh yeah.
I think that kind of kicked them.
So who knows? I mean, I'm always, if nothing, a realist, along with being a capitalist. And so, you know, the show wasn't going to last forever. The handwriting was on the wall for years. And in fact, because it was being so heavily criticized by some of the fans, you know, that plays into their decision. Just on the other end of the scale, you guys, and I can't thank you enough, you guys were responsible totally for me getting the web series, and for me coming back.
I love Nowhere, man, I'll tell you that.
Thank you very much. And
Nowhere,
for coming back,
awesome.
Coming back in season four. You were responsible, and so I owe you all a steak dinner. But the fact of the matter is that they sat in a meeting.
Send it in the mail.
Yeah, I'll send you the steak in the mail. they sat in a meeting, and they were like, okay, who are we going to get for blah, 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 and somebody mentioned me, and... Like, all three producers, and this was told to me today, all three producers said, yes. And the reason was, they were watching you guys follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, talk to me, interact with me. Obviously, they were watching me interacting with you, and I wasn't being a jerk about it. I mean, I love engaging with the fans. I love talking to them about their feelings about the show, about their feelings about me as an actor. I love talking about it. It's fine. It's something I'm very comfortable with. So that played into them bringing me back in the new season. So I can't thank you guys enough. I really, really appreciate that. As far as the show kind of dissolving and it being my break, you know, I can tell you that 2 years earlier, my first break was supposed to be on the show called The Clubhouse. So that could have been my break, and it was canceled. So everywhere down the line, I mean, I was on the show The Unit. The Unit was canceled. Every show gets canceled eventually, or the production team decides, this is our last season, we're not going to produce it anymore. But eventually, all these things come to an end, and it's like the closing of a run on Broadway. It's, you know, the end of a radio show. It's a sad moment, but what it does is it frees you up to do other things, and hopefully... And this is really the thing that every actor fears the most, that nothing else will ever happen for me, and this will be the biggest thing that I did and the only thing that I did. I appreciate that. I hope not. I hope not. I hope that I've done enough good work here that other people will go, yeah, we can trust him to do this part. We can trust him. I'm hoping that somebody goes, you know, we can trust him to carry a show. My next step would be...
You have to meet excited, Dave.
What's that?
I can tell you have a comedic side to yourself. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if you pursue comedy in any sort of way, but...
I said this earlier in the show. I've done comedy for 30 years on the radio, and eventually someone will cast me on a sitcom, and they'll go, oh, my God, he's not just a villain. He can do comedy, too? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's the story of my life, is people seeing me do something and go... Look, I am not a good-looking man, and I'm not saying this for any other reason than people tend to give... more credit ahead of time to people who are better looking than people who are not. I have a goofy look. And when I end up doing something that's either creepy or fun, or I go on stage and I host a show and I knock it dead, they go, really? He hosts too? It's always been that thing where people go, I didn't know you could do that. That's awesome. Okay, do this again. And that's what happened with Heroes.
It's an inside thing, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely an inside sort of energy. It's not like an outside perception, I think. You can get over that sort of thing, for sure. For sure.
So, any other questions, Joey?
I actually had two more.
Okay, go ahead, real quick.
Yeah. what do you think could have been avoided? How do you think this outcome could have been avoided? And I guess I got to say this. What are your predictions for the couple last weeks of Lost?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the as we record this, as we do this live at midnight on Saturday, May 15th, 2010, the
it's
series...
It's 4 in the morning here.
Yeah. Well, oh, you're on the East Coast? So the series finale for Lost is tomorrow night. So just it's not 2 weeks. It's tomorrow night. And it's going to rock. It's going to be just awesome. So
tomorrow night.
Isn't it? Isn't it tomorrow night or is it the 23rd?
Why are you looking at me? I don't watch the show.
I thought there was one more. Hold I on. Thought there was another Tuesday and then it would.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's the case. But the fact is that I've watched some of the red carpet interviews with the series regulars. They actually showed a preview of it this past Thursday here in Hollywood. And they said that you're really either going to be extremely satisfied with the ending or you're going to be left with even more questions than you did before, than you had before. So let me...
You know
let
what
me,
I'd like to say on that?
Yeah.
You saw this last week's episode, right?
But for those of... I have not yet seen it, so no.
Oh, okay. So I won't.
Don't. And you know what? On my radio show, I used to have a 48-hour spoiler rule, and that's it. If you can't fucking watch a show in 2 days, then too bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't I haven't seen it yet. So if you wouldn't mind, don't spoil it for me if you don't mind.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
All right.
If anybody hasn't seen it, I don't care to.
Okay. Cool. Right. Thank you, Joey. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Take care, bud.
You bet. Bye. You thanks for watching the show. I appreciate it very much. If you want to ask questions, raise your hand. If you're on the call, it's a star 2, and I'll be able to pull you up. And if it's if you're in the chat room, just hit the plus button above your icon in the participants on the call. You might have to scroll because there's more people on than fit in one window. You have a question in the chat room?
I do. It's from Javier.
Okay, and this is we're going to spend like 15 more minutes, and that's it. So if you have a question, you want to jump in,
okay.
Or you want to say hello, and you want to jump in, 15 minutes, and we're going to wrap the call up. Go ahead.
All right, Javier says, if you could have changed anything about Heroes plot-wise, what would it have been?
Other than more Puppet Master?
Well, I would think that that's a given, but let's not consider you.
I would have brought back more people from the earlier episodes. I would have
like
brought
who?
Back Santiago. I would have brought back, Isaac Mendez. I would have brought back Claude Rains. Mm-hmm. I would have brought back, Matt Parkman's dad.
Oh, no, he's creepy.
Yeah, he is creepy. I like him.
I
would have brought back every hot chick that was on the show. I would have brought back Bria. I would have done things that would have... played to the strengths of the show, especially the first season.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they brought back Jemma Mays and then had Kay Callan play her mom, or her as an older woman, that was brilliant. That was great. And I would have milked that a little bit more. But you know what? I am not in the business of second-guessing these brilliant writers who write for the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am not in the business at all of second-guessing... Tim Kring or Dennis Hammer or any of the people that I worked with early in season 3, Jeff Loeb and Chuck Kim and Chris. I mean,
okay, well, that makes me want to ask a question. I know,
right? Your hand raised? Raise your hand. Okay, I'm clicking on you. Oops, I missed. I hit your boob.
Way to go.
All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm on Oh No They Didn't a lot,
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Snarky.
28 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever there's a... not just Heroes post, but any kind of post about, you know, a show that's not really doing well or people don't really like it or whatnot, a lot of people tend to bash the writers. And Heroes, in particular, gets a lot of bashing saying that the writers, and I've even said it because sometimes they are guilty of this, saying, oh, wouldn't it be really cool if someone did this? And they come up with this really cool thing, and then they write everything to include this one thing. And this thing might not be... the best idea for the storyline.
I always say to people who have criticisms about the writers,
mm-hmm.
go fucking write your own television show and shut up. Because until you've done it,
mm-hmm.
until you've been in the room, until you've talked about the myth and the legend of the show, and you understand dialogue, and you understand exposition, and you understand action, and you understand the production values of doing television, STFU, you have every right to express your opinion as a viewer of the show, but if you want to start criticizing the acting or the writing, you better have, you know, some backup for that. Saying you don't like it is one thing, but then deciding what the reason is that you don't like it is something completely different. Because let's face it, great scripts can be ruined by bad actors. Bad actors can also save a not-so-good script. So, I say bad actors, I meant good actors, can save a not-so-good script. I really don't pay much attention to people who start bashing the creative forces behind a show. Unless you have also been a creative force behind a show. I pay much more attention to a professional athlete's criticism of another athlete, the color guy, and by that I meant color, not colored. When I shot Lost in Hawaii, my driver, who is like Polynesian, we were listening to the University of Hawaii UNLV football game that everybody was all excited about in September, and there was a play-by-play guy and there was a color guy, and I said, "Who's the color guy on the play-by-play?" And he goes, "What do you say, bro?" I said, "Who's doing color on the play-by-play? Who's the color guy?" "Yeah, what do you say, bro?" Like, he started to get mad at me because he thought I was saying colored guy, and I was making, and it was a black guy that was that was doing color for the game. And I said, "No, C-O-L-O-R, color. It means the analysis. There's one guy that does the call. He's rushing up the middle and gains 3 yards. And then there's another guy that goes, yeah, he burst through the hole." And the guy that says he burst through the hole that analyzes the play, that's the color guy. Not colored, but color. So anyway, those guys, I pay attention to what they say before I listen to some guy who's just a broadcaster, unless they played ball before they were a broadcaster. So anyway, all right, so what else do you got?
I don't have anybody, but there are two people.
I see there's two people. All right. Let's go with Eric first. Eric, we got
Hey.
How are you, sir?
You know me as E. Brown 2112 on Twitter.
Hey!
How you doing?
Apparently Mia knows you as E. Brown 2112 as well.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's the one I told you about. He played Ebony for a bit, and then he gave it up.
Oh.
Yeah,
I am so unimpressed. I am so uninterested in your online gamesmanship.
Oh, stop it.
It was taking so much of my time, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Oh.
We got less than 10 minutes.
Guess who's in the chat room really quick?
I don't know.
Foz is in the chat room.
Is Foz in the chat room?
Foz.
Yeah.
Hey, Foz. Put your hand up so we can put you on the air. Go ahead, Eric.
You guys are going to be at Comic-Con?
Yes.
Mia and I are.
Yes.
Obviously, there's not going to be a Heroes panel. But,
yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I bought my pass and paid for my hotel room, like, anticipating there was going to be one.
Aww. Yeah, sorry about that.
But, well,
you know what? There may be one. There may be one. It's not my fault entirely. It's not my fault at all. There may be one for Pizza Man. There might be a little gathering for the Pizza Man show.
Pizza Man.
All right. You got a question, Eric?
Yeah, well, I mean, I was just going to say, you know, you had mentioned Law and Order before. It was kind of like a double gut punch for me, losing those both in like 2 days. You know,
no, they were all announced today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trauma. Go ahead.
Law and Order was kind of last night. I guess it wasn't totally official, but...
Yeah, but it was kind of... assumed last night.
You're always going to hear the leaks, and then there's the official word.
Yeah. So there's that, and the trauma, mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were no-brainers. But seriously, Law and Order was a total surprise. I mean, because one more season, it's got the record, right?
Right, and you know what? Nobody cares about that. I know that people were talking about that. Nobody is going to make their decision based on whether or not a show is going to break a record for longevity. Mm-hmm. You know, but at the same time, it might just be that you know, Dick Wolf was done with that franchise, and they've only figured out a certain number of ways. And as Mia said earlier in the call, that S.E. Pathomerkerson was leaving the show.
Yeah, she gave it up.
Yeah, that's the rumor. Although, you know, they're doing Law and Order Los Angeles now.
Yes, I know.
You should be on that show.
I don't know how they're going to make that more attractive.
They need a district attorney that kind of looks like me.
Yes, I think so.
I could easily play the Fred Thompson.
Well, do you remember Michael Moriarty? I mean, I guess he was sort of, you know.
Yeah, Michael Moriarty. Yeah, sure, I remember him. He played the assistant DA. He played the assistant DA. Because
he preceded Sam Waterston.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And he,
right.
I always found him fascinating to watch because he was always asking questions like this. But then what did you do? You left her for dead. And he was like so earnest about it. Playing poker with him would have been easy. You could have told immediately if he had a flush.
Yeah. But
anything else, anyway, Eric?
Yeah, I don't know. Is there some kind of timetable for them to announce some sort of 2 or 4 hour wrap up that
again, I don't believe that that's actually going to happen. It's just just one jerk's opinion. But if they did announce it, they could announce it at any time. I mean, look, 2 years from now, they could announce it. If something happens where, you know, there's like this resurgence and heroes just won't die online and people are doing fan fiction and, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But for the most part, if the decision were to be made, it would have been made now just to make sure that they could gather the forces together to make it. But if they end up doing it later on, believe me, you guys will tell me. I won't know. I'm totally clueless. I don't know. All right?
All righty.
Appreciate it, Eric. Okay. And I thank you for tuning in and watching the show and also taking part in the call. It's just a real impromptu call about, you know, saying, hey, it was a great run and hope all is well. Let's go to Tango. Tango, you are unmuted. Go ahead. Wait. There you go.
BH.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's good?
What's good?
Nothing much, man.
My dinner today was awesome. How can I help you, sir?
Well, you said you only had 10 more minutes, and I just wanted to get in. I've been sitting back and listening. You know, I really appreciate you doing this for the fans.
Sure.
I mean, it almost feels like a support group, and I'm not kidding. I need this at this point, man. My question, if I was going to phrase it as a question, is, I'm not exactly sure about the numbers, but the numbers for Lost and the numbers for Heroes weren't that far apart.
Right.
You know, as far as the viewership. And I want to know, why is it that the band of monkeys over at NBC who call themselves executives...
All right.
Just...
We don't need to cast aspersions. These may be my future employers. If I go on another show.
Okay, but you didn't say it. He did. So
I understand.
No, you didn't. You didn't say it.
I don't want there to be any intimation that I've been drinking the same liquor that Tango's been into tonight and that I in any way, shape, or form agree that the people at NBC are a bunch of monkeys. Okay? I believe that they are the most brilliant television executives ever to stride the earth. Anyway, They weren't that far apart. But understand something about television viewership in general. Television viewership in general is a victim of the idea of be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. You guys all asked for and we all provided to you more choice. Now, instead of in the 1980s when you had basically three networks and maybe a fledgling Paramount Network or UPN or the local PBS station, or that UHF station that ran Beverly Hillbillies and I Love Lucy and Spider-Man,
I love that channel.
And you had to get up off the frickin' couch and walk over to the UHF converter and dial in channel 61 or whatever. You know, that was your choice back then. That was it. There were very few of you and me and Mia getting on Genie and Prodigy and CompuServe and going in the CB rooms and finding online sex and all that stuff. There was very little of that going on. There was very little video games going on. There was like Atari and that sort of thing. Now everything is so optional. Everything has so much attention being drawn to it and marketing dollars put behind it. In the 80s, if you had a television show whose ratings were in the low 20s, 21, 22, 23, you weren't canceled after one episode. you had a whole season to try and bump those numbers up, but if you didn't, then you were gone. No chance would there
good
be
point.
For but since then, the erosion of numbers down to the point where a 4 or a 5 is it's okay. An 8, 9, 10, that's respectable. And then the Dancing with the Stars and American Idol's numbers of 12 and 14, which we got with Heroes in the first season. I wasn't even involved with the show. I don't mean to say we, as in I and the rest of the crew, but Heroes
no,
got...
No, I think you should include yourself.
But
you're
I wasn't...
Part, you're part of the mythos now.
I was part of the audience that got that 14. I was part
right.
of that 14 share, for sure. But the fact is that
right.
over time, when you have 500 cable channels... And you have now four major networks plus the CW and, you know, the other cable networks that are coming on, FX, and the other ones that we talked about earlier in the show, in this call. You know, all of those draw a pretty equal amount of attention in the media these days because they're populated
right.
by the same talent. You know, Timothy Oliphant going from Deadwood on HBO to Justified on FX... You know, they put that up for a second season after the first episode aired. They cleared it for a second season. That's awesome.
But what about the DVD sales?
Yeah.
I mean, what about, okay. I mean, would you make a good point? We're talking about the Nielsen ratings as far as, you know, the immediate, but, I mean, you've got, okay, they're not accounting for DVRs.
Yes,
I
they
mean,
are.
That's
no, they are.
Think.
They are. They are. Let's make sure we don't talk myths here. They do count the DVR.
Okay.
They looked at the DVR. It was about a 20% bump after 5 days.
Okay.
They also looked at how many times people fast-forwarded through the spots. Don't think they don't know when you guys are fast-forwarding through commercials when you watch DVR. So in the end, it's great that you watch it on your DVR, but if you keep fast-forwarding through the commercials, advertisers are going to know this. They're not going to find those numbers effective. So if you keep doing the kinds of things that, as a viewer, you naturally do, I want to get to the good stuff, I want to get to the next stuff, I'm fast-forwarding through it, know that that action has consequences. An advertiser can tell whether or not you as an aggregate audience, have either watched a spot or fast-forwarded through a spot. They even know when you rewind to catch a spot that you got a glimpse of, and then you wanted to actually see it. So they know all these things. So in the end, the
wow.
fact that there was 20% more viewers may not have translated into 20% more revenue from the advertisers. Yes, DVD sales.
DVD sales?
DVD sales matter, but DVD sales are dropping because you can get everything on demand. You can get everything on Hulu. You can get everything via Netflix Instant Play. Again, you guys have all these choices that in general... are homogenizing the ratings, watering down the ratings, and it's going to be even more difficult in the future when more money is put towards YouTube videos and shorter episodes and so on, when that all gets sort of amalgamized, if that isn't even a word, into the mix, it's going to be even harder for a massive audience to be gathered and large money being paid by an advertiser for that to happen. There will be other models that will emerge. But if you're looking at specifically what the ratings meant for Lost and for Heroes, also Lost had the same PR problem that Heroes had the last couple of years it was on the air. It had its issues the second, third, and fourth season of Lost. They managed to fix that. ABC gave them enough rope, and instead of hanging themselves with it, they made a nice little rope bridge for themselves and saved themselves. So they don't have that same PR issue that Heroes had this past couple of seasons. This season, and it's the end for certain. So it's not like it's a surprise that it got canceled. They planned for it, and they promoted it. And, you know, I was lucky to be a part of the first couple of episodes of Lost, as a very much smaller part. But it was great to work with those guys, and it was great to go out to dinner with the director afterwards. And he goes, yeah, I watched you on Heroes, man. You were really good. It was that made my life that... One of the directors of Lost thought that much of what I did. And he didn't have to say that. He didn't have to invite me out to dinner. I was headed back to the mainland the next morning. He didn't have to do that. It was really nice. So,
yeah.
So I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and I appreciate what you guys are doing. I just wanted to get in and, you know, to say that. You know, it wasn't as much a question. I just didn't know why ABC saw fit to give them that opportunity. I think it would have been great to have a last season and to know it was the last season of Heroes and to be able to wrap it up. That whole one of the other callers mentioned the 13 episode arc. I don't think that would have been nearly enough, but at least for the fans, NBC would say, hey, we appreciate that you have hung around for the 4 million or so, instead of just going, oh, 4 million? Forget those guys, whatever. Right. You know, I mean, it feels like they have no loyalty, and I'm done with NBC. I mean, I'm not watching anything.
All right, now don't do that. Don't. Now, come on. Don't do that. Don't take it out on NBC. Listen, their job is to make money for their shareholders. Don't kid yourself.
Right.
If they did, if they ran their business any other way, just to be real clear about this and real capitalist about this, if they ran their business any other way, NBC Universal, GE, their parent company, if they ran their business any other way, they would face lawsuits from the shareholders, possibly, over not maximizing profits. The fact that a network has the opportunity to keep a show around based on artistic reasons doesn't mean they actually can and should do that. I'm not arguing in favor of the cancellation of Heroes or any other show whose ratings may have dropped a bit. What I'm saying is their job is X, it's not Y. And X is making money. The only reason they hired me back is because you guys watched me on the show, you liked me on the show, you tweeted and you Facebooked and you commented and you watched my webisode series. You guys should know that they were extremely pleased with the viewing levels of the web series, far beyond their expectations. So every step of the way, you proved to them with your eyeballs and your wallets and that you were willing to watch me on the show. That's why they brought me back. No other reason. There could have been people at NBC that loved me. But if it wasn't for the fact that I actually put butts, some butts, not as many butts as Zach or Hayden, I put some butts in the seats. As opposed
you
to...
You were a butt wrangler.
I was a butt wrangler.
Butt wrangler.
In fact, that's what I might do between now and my next acting gig is be a butt wrangler. Thank you for that, sir. I appreciate it. All right.
No problem,
all right.
Man.
Thank
Thanks
you.
A lot.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Tango,
bye.
Everybody. Christina. Hello, Christina. Wait, Christina, wait. I hit the wrong button. Okay. Hello, Christina. Wait, I just hit Corey. Wait. Where'd Christina go?
Hello.
Wait, Corey, hang on 1 second. I just hit the wrong button, and I think I sent Christina to the back of the line. I'll find you, Christina. There she is. All right, now, Christina.
Hi. I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks for doing this, and I'm a big fan. And my question is, after being Doyle on Heroes for seasons, what kind of role would you like to see yourself in now that Heroes is canceled?
An extremely high-paying one. I would like to be in a role where I get a lot of money. I'm open. Whatever people want. Anybody wants to cast me in anything, I'm open to it. I'm not one of these actors who's like, oh, I would never play that. I would never do that. I would never do anything. I wouldn't do porn, but then they probably wouldn't want me. You don't want that. That's an image that nobody needs going to bed late at night. So, but anything other, I mean, you know, I want to do comedy. I'd love to do comedy. If I had my druthers, my goal in life is, there's an acting term that's pretty common called being number one on the call sheet. That means you're the lead actor in the show. And I would love to, having proven that I can be a supporting actor, I would love to be given the opportunity to carry a show. But I'm also up for doing one-day co-stars, one-day guest stars, top of shows. This is what I do for a living, so sometimes you're asked to be the star, and sometimes you're asked to help the star be a better star, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I only want to do this. I will do just about anything that's sent my way.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, where are you calling from, Christina?
California.
Are you over the age of 18?
No.
No. Okay, good. Then I will end this line of questioning right there. Thank you. You're up very late. Do your parents know you're up this late at night? It's almost 2 in the morning.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a school night, so it's not as big a deal.
I feel so dirty right now. I'm sorry.
Stop it.
All right, Christina, I love you. Thank you for watching the show.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Rain, you'll be our last caller unless somebody puts their hand up and extends the call.
I think Foz needs to put his hand up.
Foz refuses. He's not even listening.
Yes, he is. No, he's talking in the chat room and he's listening.
He's not listening. He doesn't give a shit.
He does give a shit.
He doesn't give a shit. He's moving his thing around, but he doesn't really care. Rain, how can I help you, Rain?
Hey, well, I wanted to thank you for starters for this conference call. Tango was right. It has kind of been like a support group for Heroes Junkies.
Yeah. But then Tango's, had a question. Tango's been drinking, so you can't really take much of what he says. You know, he's been hitting the sauce tonight.
I wish I was.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Hey, you know what? The cool thing is you're over 18, I can tell, and you can go drink whatever you want to drink. I mean, I personally have been hitting the Jack Daniels this whole show. So... All right, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I had a question about the season finale of season 4. The actress that played future or present Charlie in the hospital.
Kay Callan, yeah.
Who was that? I tried to find the name.
Her name is Kay Callan. She just goes by K, just the letter K, and then the last name is Callan, C-A-L-L-A-N. I thought, when I first saw it, that it was Jayma Mays in makeup.
Somebody had tweeted that you had said that it was, and I was like, no, because Hollywood makeup artists are good, but usually when they age an actor, you can tell that it's makeup.
And to be fair, I thought the eyes were so dead on. But you don't know the makeup.
She was amazing.
You don't know the makeup artists that we have on Heroes. Lori and Wendy Lynn.
I just know Wendy.
Yeah. I mean, they're awesome. They are amazing. Look how they made me look. They actually made me look palatable at times. So, I love them.
But the casting was just amazing there because she looks so much.
I know,
the same,
wasn't that creepy?
You know,
yeah,
it was. And the other question I had from that same scene, and you may or may not know the answer. The actor that played, I'm guessing, would be her son-in-law, since the female actress in the scene was also a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Neil Dodson?
I don't know. But you know what? We have the internet available to us here. I don't know if you're familiar with the internet. It's a series of tubes and trucks. And Miss Mia right now is off to find out.
I'm furiously tweet.
She's on IMDb as we speak, and she's investigating, which is what the abbreviation IMDb means. Investigating dub. That's what that means. Do you have the listing of the casting crew?
Sima.
Meanwhile, let's unmute Foz.
Foz. Hey,
Foz.
Hey, how are you?
I just had dinner.
It's been so long since I've seen you guys.
I know.
You had two meals with
him
today.
We talked about the fact that I had two meals with you today.
Does have to eat often.
Yeah. For those of you that don't know, Foz was the coordinating producer on Heroes, the Mighty Foz on Twitter. And, I told people earlier in the call that you walked into our late lunch and said, "Toast." And I'm like, yeah, they have really good toast here.
Yeah, I literally found out in a phone call as I was driving to you.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I found out, my phone started blowing up with, basically a lot of the crew members and a lot of the cast members all like calling each other to, confirm what we've all just heard. And it was kind of weird, kind of sad, a little surreal. I think we've all gotten by the initial shock at this point, but it's been a weird day.
Truthfully, did anybody find this shocking? I mean, in the end, wasn't it expected by almost everybody?
I think the more optimistic of us were, it was more of a huge letdown because you always kind of hope, and the more optimistic of us were keeping the hope, as Wendy, and I talked to Jack, who plays HRG, who was totally shocked by the whole thing. And I'm like, really? Hey, guys, I mean, you know, we've been waiting for 5 months now. They haven't told us anything. We're literally, not including the weekends, one day away from the schedule being put out, and nobody's heard anything. I mean, we kind of got to, you know, think, you know, I try to be a realist in these kind of situations, but no, I don't think anybody was too shocked. I think we're more shocked of, you know, not knowing that's completely the end. I think a lot of us kind of figured it would be a 2-hour or a 4-hour movie to end it, but at this moment, it's nothing, which that's, I think, the shocking part.
Yeah. We found out it's George F. Watson was the name of the actor that played the son-in-law, Rain, just so you know. Rain.
Of course.
Rain's gone.
Hey, listen, I wanted to hit something that Tango said that, I don't know if he's still drunk or what. If he's still,
of course he's still drunk. He'll be drunk for the weekend.
He said in the chat that not drunk, he is high. Right.
Thank you for correcting us, Rain.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, Tango. But I just wanted to hit something that people don't realize. I tried to hit on it in the chat a little bit, but, you know, every network, CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, they all have certain demographics and groups that are more important to them. So every network looks at different numbers. And what the public basically sees are the big numbers of what gets, you know, what gets what. And then maybe you'll see breakdowns of demographics if certain networks use it for their advantage, you know. But without going into detail what NBC looks at and what CBS looks at and so on and so on, you know, if you look at the ratings category that we look at, the Lost numbers and the Heroes numbers are actually very far apart. The grand overall numbers might not look that far away, but you're looking at millions and millions of people with each decimal point. So, you know, you can't really get into exactly what it was, but just know that this was something that was noticed a long time ago, and it was declining. And, you know, Heroes, especially for the first two seasons, was the one of the more expensive shows on television. In fact, for a year there, it was the most expensive show on television. And, you know, as you hit very eloquently, is that when these networks are in business, they're here to make money. And for a show that spends a lot of money in production, you need to be able to get that money back in advertising dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, at a certain point, it's just almost impossible to do so. When you have a show, if you guys look at Heroes, and it looks like a feature. It looks like a movie. The acting is good. The scripts are good. And it's very high quality television, which unfortunately is extremely expensive. So it all comes down to money, to a network that's very worried about their money right now. Yep. And I think
and it's not going to end anytime soon. It's not going to end anytime soon. This worry about money.
No. If you guys
go ahead,
I keep stepping over you, man. I haven't been in radio for a long time, so
that's okay. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that if you guys look at the shows that were cut. Flash Forward, very expensive show to make. I have a lot of friends over there. A lot of my friends lost their jobs today. Law and Order, it's in New York. Anything that shoots in New York is going to be more expensive. And Heroes, very expensive. These are the shows that are being cut because, again, the economy is one factor, but also, as you said, advertisers are realizing people aren't watching their stuff on TV anymore. So you look more at product placement. Heroes had a big thing with Sprint, had a big thing with Nissan, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way advertising is going to be in the future. Unfortunately, we haven't really figured out a way to make that viable to every advertiser out there. So the money's not coming in from the advertisers. The money's not being recouped from the network. And somewhere along the line, somebody's losing cash, and that's never good for business.
Right. Yep. All good points. One last call. Zach, are you there? Hello, Zach.
Hello.
Zach, where are you calling from, Zach?
California.
I see. Are you over 18?
Yes, I am.
Good. Then you can stay up as late as you want. And you can drink. So feel free to do so. What's your question?
Well, one thing that I had is, not necessarily too much of a question, but because when I first started watching Heroes, and to be honest, it was mainly to... Because I'm also an actor, too. So one of the acting classes that I had taken, they had mentioned you, David. And so saying that you had got, you know, a recurring role on Heroes. So, of course, you know, I watched it not having watched Heroes before, and that show just kind of, like, it drew me in so much, especially your role. You did a really good job, just to let you know.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. But the that show just really drew me in on the plots and everything, and it's such a bummer that it has to get canceled because, you know, just, you know, kind of being late on watching the show, you know, I bought...
You feel a little cheated, do you? Seasons.
Huh?
You feel a little cheated, do you?
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, I bought the first three seasons, and then, of course, after season four, then all of a sudden it gets canceled. So, right.
You know what? People ask me all the time, were you a fan of the show before you got booked? And the fact is that I was. I was, like, a hardcore fan. Like from the very first moment the show was on, the first promos that I saw for the show got me, like, whetted my appetite. And then when I started watching it, it's like they actually delivered on the goods.
Yeah.
So, you know, and being a fan in season one, you got spoiled. You really did. I mean, Foz and I were talking about this tonight at dinner. You said that you guys knocked it out of the park in the first season. You were doing things that other shows that were considered hard to produce were looking at what you were doing, and they're going, dude, this is, like, off the charts. Didn't you say something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I said that we've had people work on our show that worked, you know, in television. The lore is that X-Files was the hardest show to work on. It was a tougher show to work with their schedule and what they were achieving and everything else. But then I had people who came to work on Heroes from the X-Files, and they were like, this is crazy what you guys are trying. So, you know, I think in 10 years from now, the veterans of this show will be the ones saying, I remember back on Heroes.
Back in my day!
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, man.
Well, yeah, you know, Zach, I appreciate it. It was very kind of you to say the nice things that you did.
Do you think that, you know, because of the amount of, you know, the sites that are allowing viewers to watch them online, that, like, if that continues, would that, like, really affect a lot of actors, like, out of jobs pretty much?
I don't know about actors. I mean, you're always going to need the talent. Here's the issue. They haven't yet figured out how to easily and repeatedly make the kinds of income streams with online stuff that they are able to make with the current system that's in place with linear television. Just real quick, the way it works with linear television, for those that don't work in the business, here's what's going to happen on Sunday with NBC. This is the first moment that advertisers are going to be bellying up to the bar. There's probably some behind-the-scenes stuff going on now because of these announcements, and certainly there are advertisers that want to jump in early. But on Sunday, the big show, the big upfront show, is a show not for you and not really for the press, but for the advertisers, so that they can see what NBC's schedule is going to be. They can be given the prices for the spots on the show, and they can make commitments so that NBC knows they're going to make this amount of money from the new pilots. They're going to make this amount of money from the existing shows. They can put all that together. They'll know exactly how much money is coming in or within reasonable boundaries, and they can budget for the production of the show. And all of that money is large money. It's all hundreds of millions of dollars in aggregate. And so it can pay the residual structure, for example, for SAG actors, and it can pay the residual structure for directors and for the writers and so on. It can support something that has been around since the 50s. And here's a point of trivia. The reason that it happens, that there happened to be a new fall season every year, is because that's when the car dealers and the car companies were coming out with their new models. And they were the biggest advertisers on television. And so they would key the new season around the new models of cars coming out. They would do the upfronts for the car dealerships and for the other advertisers. And that's the thing. So, but that is not the case at all with online production. In fact, no one has come up with this is something we can do year after year after year, or series after series after series. We can count on this kind of money coming in. We can count on, you know, our costs being this. There's no, it's a wild, wild west, but you're still going to need talent. And
oh, okay.
And so I wouldn't worry so much that you're, like, you know, barking up the wrong tree by being an actor. Where do you go to school here in town?
Well, I actually live in Northern California, not in the L.A. area yet. But I do take classes in L.A. around, like, I have taken with Bob Fraser, which is where I've heard you from.
Oh, nice.
And, and then I've also taken from Bernard Hiller. I'm not sure if you've heard of him. And then
Bernie
also,
Hiller, sure.
Yeah. And
Bernie,
then,
Bernie Hiller's drunk right now as we speak. He's drunk. Yeah, he is. So then, here's the thing. You're not going to do anything with your life until you head down here or head to New York. You're not going to do anything with your acting career until you head down here. And when you do, do me a favor, look me up, we'll go out to lunch, we'll talk, and we'll see where you are, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Dave.
You're welcome.
That's very nice of you.
I appreciate it, Zach. Thanks. I gotta wrap this up. Hey, Foz?
Yes, sir.
It was awesome to work on Heroes with you. It was awesome to continue to work with you on other projects. I'm really looking forward to it, and it was really cool that you actually, like, tuned in and jumped into the chat on this.
Thanks for having me, man. It was, of course, every time I saw it, it was a delight, and it was great working with you, and I'm sure it's not going to be the end of it, so let's
Very
not worry
cool.
about it.
Thank you so much. All right, listen, you guys, those of you that have joined us for this call, I might do another one later on in the weekend, because this was kind of nice. It was kind of nice to just, nobody was, like, jumping in and going, Heroes fucking suck, dude! Why are you on the telephone? You know, nobody did that, so thank you for not doing that. And tell your friends, maybe we'll do one. Tweet me and tell me if you'd like to do another one maybe later on in the weekend after the dust has settled. Maybe we'll do one after the upfronts hit the media with NBC, and you can tell me how much you hate what they've decided to do. But I absolutely adore that you guys gathered so late. On the East Coast, it's like 4:40 in the morning. It's almost time for sunrise. And you actually jumped on the phone and jumped in the chat room and you kind of like, hey, yeah, let's talk about this. This is really cool. It's indicative of every single day that I have been a part of this project, every single day that I've been a part of Heroes, every single day the fans have surprised and delighted me over and over and over, and that means you. I really appreciate it. My name is David H. Lawrence, the 17th. This little impromptu support group, end of Heroes series finale call. It's on Cauliflower. They took care of us. We appreciate that very much. And if you want to do another one later in the weekend, maybe we will, and I will see you on the air.